When he's not running dogs, musher Cody Strath builds dog sleds for a living.
I built the same sled I built for about 10 people this year, but it's a nice sled, and it was originally my design for myself, so yeah, everyone, there's a bunch of them out here.
Strath built a smaller version of the same sled for Brent Sass, who says he changed only a few things before the race.
I put new runners on it before I left, because we had a pretty rough season bouncing around in tussocks and bare ground and gravel, and it got pretty wore down. I put some new foot pads on that are a little bit softer. I did extend my brake pad a little bit, so I have a little bit more stopping power.
The smallest sled on the trail may be Jeff King's. That design has a slightly shorter bed and rides high. King also tows a trailer behind him. Some mushers think it's too hard to manage two sleds instead of one, but King scoffs at their skepticism.
I shouldn't be any more worried if I've built it well as somebody with long runners who's trying to carry the same amount of weight I am, only I'm spreading it out into two sleds.
King's sled was among many tested in rough jumble ice on the Yukon River, halfway to Pelly Crossing. The ever-reserved Yor Olsom said simply, quote, it was bad.
Some of it was really high up taller than the sled. It would punch your feet off the runners, and the dogs would fall down into cracks, and then some neckline broke because they fell down and then they got dragged, and one dog crashed into like a big sheet of ice, and the sled is just all over the place.
Olsom had his sled shipped from Norway, but it almost didn't arrive on time. He had to send a handler to Tok to pick it up the night before the race. He says he was up late that night putting it together. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Pelly Crossing.